With Laura Fox Podcast.
Now, we have got brand new music on the way from The Script, and there is a new album also on the way. So I caught up with Danny from The Script the other day to tell us all about it.
Danny, obviously, yep. Satellites is, it's absolutely unbelievable because you guys have had the hardest year. You have talked openly about that.
Yeah.
And we want to do something just a little bit lighter today, just so you can have a bit of crack. Exactly what I feel like the album is. You have turned your grief into something completely different. I'm just going to move that over there.
Sure.
So I'm going to do some quick fire questions and a little rapid round afterwards, if that's
okay. Cool.
Okay, so firstly, we're going to go with a song that you wish you'd written.
Oh, a song I wish I'd written. Do you know what's a song? Vincent by Don McLean. Do you know the song?
No, but if you could.
Starry Night. Starry Night.
There we go.
Paint your flowers blue and grey. Do you know the song?
No.
I wish I wrote that song. Or The Times Are Changing by Bob Dylan.
Okay, very different tracks to what we've got, but
you got to put it on.
Absolutely. The second one that we have is one person that you would love to collaborate with.
You know, because we're out on tour with her right now and I'm just waiting for the right opportunity, but Pink.
Please, can you please, for the love of God, everyone get up on a string.
Oh, listen. I'd be the Paddy whose string breaks and it'd be end up on me jocks.
Stuck upside down
with me. With me arse out.
But no doubt, I'd say you'd still be singing away.
I'd say 100%. I'd be like, clip that up, get it online, it'd be great.
Clip that, put that on TikTok.
Yeah, what's up chat, let's go.
The very first song that you ever learnt on guitar?
James Taylor. And it was, what's the name of the song? Like Everyone She Knows.
What age were you?
Oh, 7.
Oh my God.
Yeah, 7 or 8. Little 7 or 8 years, maybe little curtains, picking up this guitar bigger than my whole body. Not bigger than my head, though. I had a huge head as a kid.
Sign of intelligence.
Yeah, sign of a big head.
Sign that it worked out. It's all right.
God bless me, ma'am.
A hobby that you would like to take up?
A hobby I'd like to take up? Cooking, because I'm terrible at it.
Like really bad.
I'm great at eating. Like literally black belt in eating, yeah.
You got to be good at something.
But yeah, I'm really bad at cooking.
What if you had to cook anything now for your missus?
Oh, steak.
Okay.
I'm not bad, but I'm not as good as I'd like to be. I'm not as good as her.
Yeah.
Steak, garlic mashed potatoes, and maybe some honey glazed carrots.
Well, to be honest, that sounds quite solid.
It's not bad.
Okay, who was your hero growing up?
My dad, probably. Yeah.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. I thought, honestly, there was one point I thought my dad could make me a robot suit because he worked in a golf course. And he was like, I was like, Dad, can you build me a suit? Like, you know, like a robot suit. And he's like, yeah, no problem. Yeah. I was like, can you build out of metal? He's like, I've got some wood lying around. I was like, oh, wood? Like,
I don't want to be a wood
me, like,
robot.
A robot. Like, no, but yeah, my dad was
Did he build it for you?
No. No. We just got all of these fire logs, brought them down, and then we ended up just chopping them and having fun. No, he was, I literally thought he could do anything.
That's really nice to hear, though, that you looked up to your dad so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sweet. Okay, the best gig that you've ever been to?
The best gig I've ever been to. Well, Croke Park was amazing for us.
Yeah.
Does it have to be us or just anybody in general?
I mean, it can be you. Or it can be anything that you.
Do you know what? Just for the sheer amount of people, Rock and Rio in Brazil.
Sorry, that's absolutely like bizarre.
Yeah, it's like a million people.
Yeah, and this always baffles me every single time that I see the count of it. I'm like, how? Like, at what point do you start losing count of how many people are actually there?
Well, you can't see them because it just goes on as far as the eye can see, and to the horizon, there's people.
That's surreal.
Yeah, and even when, because we get into the audience in certain gigs, but I'll go about halfway into the crowd and then I can kind of see the end. As soon as I got down halfway into the crowd, it just looks like there's a whole other football field of people down the end.
Because there is.
Because there is, yeah. It's like literally a third of Ireland is there at the show. You know what I mean?
I mean, we would all be there if we'd have a chance.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, depends on who's playing, though.
A film that you can watch again and again on repeat. Do you have a comfort one?
I have a few, yeah. What's it called? Forrest Gump.
To Run, Forrest, Run.
Yeah, I love it because it's so good. Yeah. Well, not a lot of people know, but that was the movie that inspired The Man Who Can't Be Moved.
No way.
Yeah. We were imagining what would this guy do, what would he do to win his missus back? And it was like, he go to the corner where he first met her and just sit and wait, and then the news people would come down. So it was not, it was loosely based on him, but it was definitely inspired by that movie. Yeah.
Oh my god, love this. I also do enjoy that on Satellites there is a reference to The Man That Can't Be Moved very briefly.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Because that was something that we all grew up with. It's what, you know, the script is synonymous with as well, is The Man That Can't Be Moved. And it's been used in every joke ever. So
yeah.
It's unreal.
Yeah, true.
A TV series that you confidently recommend to someone.
I don't even watch TV.
At all?
I stopped watching TV like a year ago. I don't watch any shows, I don't watch movies, nothing.
So what are you doing? Just listen to music?
Yeah, write or podcasts. Music. Yeah, or podcasts.
I'm so intrigued by this. I could live on my couch.
Oh no, I can't. I was like, I've so much fiction going on in my own brain that I can't watch TV anymore.
Well, if you ever need a dig out, I can absolutely help you.
I'm trying to think of what I used to watch. I mean, like, I used to love like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay.
With Larry
nice
David.
Comedies.
Yeah. Oh, The Office. I mean, The Office.
Still 30 minutes.
Yeah, I could watch The Office. But yeah, I'm trying to get the TV. I'm trying to get my missus to get the TV out of the house.
Oh my god, yes. How's that going?
Not good at all.
To be honest, I kind of would love if this was my life, because it means that you never have to argue about what you're watching, because you can just confidently decide.
Well, she's so creative and I'm creative as well, and if there's a TV there, two of us will just mong out and watch it.
Yeah.
So she watches it herself, and then I'd rather get rid of that and then just put some art on the wall or put some things around, like a, you know, like I said, guitar there or some cheap paints as well. So I'd put some of that stuff around, because you'd be more likely to go to that stuff than if you're bored.
Okay, so no TV else. For you then?
No TV for me. Straight up to bed. No dinner.
Okay, I've got some rapid fire questions that we're going to go through. So just don't think and just shout.
Okay.
Pizza or lasagna?
Pizza.
Kylie or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Hurling or football?
Football.
Oh. Chocolate or crisps?
Crisps.
Bridgerton or Breaking Bad? Kind of lost
neither,
on you
but
now.
Breaking Bad.
Neither of them Breaking Bad, yeah. Just because you
I've watched one episode of it. Someone's telling me, you know what, you need to at least watch 3 or 4 episodes. I'm like, what? That's ridiculous. It's like, you know, I need to go out on 5 dates with somebody before I realise that they're crap.
Just date number one.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay, Danny, we don't know who the next guest is on the show, the next music guest, but if you had a question to ask them, what would it be?
What's your favourite script song?
There we go, perfect. Yeah. What's your favourite script song? It's going to be exactly what we asked.
I'm like, I want to think of something like amazing, Mark, and nothing's coming to mind.
That'll do, right? That's what we'll pass forward next.
Yeah.
Danny, thank you so much for joining us today. I cannot wait for Satellites. Can you please introduce your brand new single to 2FM?
Hey, this is Danny from The Script, and this is our brand new single, Both Ways, off our brand new album, Satellites.
You looking up to make sure you got the name right?
Yeah, that's us in The Script.
Thank you so much.
No worries. FM with Laura Fox. Podcast.